You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Goddad. It is that time of the year where it seems sugary sweets are everywhere. Cookies, candies, they seem to come out in abundance during the holiday season. And if we're not taking the proper steps, our teeth could become a victim of too much overindulgence. Joining me live in studio to talk more about how to enjoy in moderation during this season so we can keep our teeth and our mouths healthy is Heather Brown. She is the Director of Oral Health and Professional Relations for Delta Dental. Welcome to the program, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's start by clarifying. It's okay to indulge. We are not saying that this is a bad thing, but we need to talk about what all this can do to our teeth.
Right. So it's not a bad thing. We all indulge, like you said, every now and then. I think this time of year is when we get a little more heavy into eating sweets. But there are things that we can do to kind of negate the increase of sugar that we are going to be partaking of. And go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I want to know about like the sugar and how it affects kind of like the inside of our mouth and our teeth, because this is something that the way you've described it when we've chatted, it's fascinating to me.
Right. So a lot of people think that sugar causes cavities. And actually, it's the sugar in the food that we eat combined with the plaque in our mouths that causes an acid to occur. And basically what happens is the bacteria, which is the plaque that sits on our teeth, it eats the sugar. And what happens when we eat something? We have a byproduct. And I say they poop on our teeth. So
yeah, when you said that, I read this article where you said that. You're like, basically, the acid is pooping in your mouth. And I was like, well, if that doesn't put it in perspective. I mean, but seriously, but that's what it does. It's this chemical reaction within your mouth.
Exactly.
So what you're talking about is just being aware of how much we indulge.
How much we indulge. And also, if you are removing plaque effectively every day with brushing and flossing, then, you know, not having a lot of plaque in your mouth and you're eating sugar. So the acid reaction is a little bit less if you don't have plaque in your mouth. So it's twofold. Like if you don't brush and floss like you should, and then you partake a little bit too much, you're going to be impacted, you know, at a greater level than if you had less plaque.
There's just a whole bunch of mess going on.
Yeah, it's a hot mess in there.
Well, and I think a lot of times what there's more information that's coming out too, really about oral health and how important it is to our overall health.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that. So when we our oral health, we can actually detect right now the dental population can detect about 120 different diseases in the body through the mouth. So that's why I always go to your dentist, you know, at least once a year, have a dental visit, checkup, that kind of thing. So it's not just sugar, but it's also how it impacts the rest of your body. And when I talk about that, it impacts us with, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes is impacted, rheumatoid arthritis, Alzheimer's disease. That's another, all these studies are coming out to say that inflammation and plaque in our mouth does affect our bodies.
Okay, and I will give you a little bit of TMI here. I am obsessive about teeth cleaning. Like, to the point that my dentist had to tell me I'm a vigorous brusher.
Yes.
I'm one of those people. So, because my kids, I mean, I'm like, you got to brush your teeth. What I am surprised by is I'm in the minority.
By far. I think studies actually show that when I teach people about flossing, studies show like 30% of the population flosses. When I actually think, because I'm a dental hygienist, I think it's way less than that. And something that you'd love to know, or most of your listeners would probably like to know, is that when you brush your teeth, you're really only brushing 60% of the tooth surface. So,
what?
Yes. So when you floss, you're covering the other 40%. So that's getting plaque out of your mouth.
Oh, so that's why you floss.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. You floss because there's bacteria and, you know, you're getting into areas where the toothbrush doesn't reach, right?
I just thought it felt good.
Well, that's true, too.
You know, see, I'm speaking with Heather Brown. She is the Director of Oral Health and Professional Relations for Delta Dental. We're talking about, you know, all this indulgence and sweets and this holiday season. But I want to talk to you about coming up on tomorrow's program. We'll be talking about the chances for a white Christmas, but also all the science behind that. So if you've got questions or comments, because we're going to have a weather expert come in tomorrow, you can email us your questions at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Okay, so let's talk about some of the other indulgences, because one of the big ones is soda. And this, what's amazing to me with soda is that it is almost the full recommendation of sugar. If you're having a full-on mm-hmm. regular soda.
Yes. And most counts, they'll studies say 8 ounces. Well, where can you get an 8 ounce anything anymore? It's
right?
all 12, 24. It's a really big thing. So I think the daily recommendations for men is 9 teaspoons of sugar a day, and it's 6 for women, and a 12 ounce soda is 9 teaspoons of sugar. So you've already, reached your daily recommendation. Mm-hmm. What I like to teach people about soda, and anytime you add sugar to a beverage, is are you sipping on it all day long, or are you just kind of drinking it down in the first 15 minutes that you have it? And I teach people, I say, is it better to eat a pack of Lifesavers all at once or throughout the whole day? So
I don't know.
I know.
Well,
let's think about this. Okay, so if you're introducing sugar in your mouth with a whole pack of Lifesavers over the whole day, that means your mouth is acidic all day long, right? So not that I suggest you eat or drink anything really quickly or eat the whole pack of Lifesavers at once, but it actually does make more sense because you're eating it, your mouth, it takes about 20 minutes for it to become neutral again.
Huh.
And then you are back to being neutral and you're not in an acidic stage. But if you're sipping on a soda, lots of coffee drinkers that sip on coffee all day that are sweetened, you're never letting your mouth be neutral. So you're always acidic and you're always going to be producing lots of cavities.
So that's why I like let my kids eat their Halloween candy.
Yes.
Just all at once. I'm
Absolutely.
Like, you know what? First off, because I don't want to hear you begging for it.
Yeah.
And I want it out of the house. And they know if I throw it away. So
you're a great mother. That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
No,
eat it all at once.
I am like, just eat it.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I had no idea, though,
yes.
from an oral health standpoint.
Yes.
That makes more sense.
Every time you introduce sugar into your mouth that has bacteria in it, which is plaque, there's acid made. So if you're constantly introducing sugary foods or carbohydrates, you're never letting your mouth get back to like a normal level. And acid is what causes the cavities.
So not just this time of year, but mm-hmm. all year round then. I mean, easy, simple things. What should we be doing then? Because I always think about like my kids where, I mean, it's still a struggle to get them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's still a struggle to get your kids to brush their teeth.
It really is. I don't know. I actually... Some dental offices, and I used to do this, would take some plaque off a child's mouth and put it under a little microscope because it's actually live and it's like moving around. They're bugs.
Ugh.
So there's ways to scare people. I just like to discuss and talk to them and say, you know what? It's not all or nothing. It's just, let's use moderation and a little bit of wisdom. I'm not against eating sugar. I like to eat it every now and then, but trying some vegetables, cheese, nuts, that actually neutralizes your saliva. And
really?
Yes. So
there are foods
eat
you can
a candy
eat.
Bar and then eat some celery. I don't know.
So really, so there are certain foods you can eat then that neutralize
yes.
it as well.
Mm-hmm. And drinking water is better than anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's simple steps like that.
Absolutely.
Then, but thinking, I like thinking about it, how you've said about the acid and getting your mouth neutral.
Neutral. Mm-hmm.
Because I've never heard those terminologies
yeah.
before.
Well, you think about... So when I talk to people about drinking things, mm-hmm. Water is pH of 7, which is neutral, right? Battery acid is 2.0. Coca-Cola is like 2.3 acid-wise. And we're trying to get to anything below 5.5 on a pH scale causes breakdown of enamel. So drinks like orange juice, sodas, even diet. People like to go, well, I drink diet,
right.
Heather. And I'm like, okay, well, there's still lots of acid in there that they're taking, they're
so
replacing.
They're replacing it. Okay.
So again, drink your Dr. Pepper. I don't care. Just don't sip on it all day long. That is really the key.
That's a huge takeaway. I mean, honestly,
yay. I was hoping that I could teach you something.
You did. No, that's huge because I mean, especially, so walk me back to the idea of foods that neutralize.
So vegetables, they neutralize your mouth. I mean, so think about, chewing on some celery. It actually probably even helps remove plaque
because mm-hmm.
it's crunchy.
Okay.
Nuts, cheeses, things like that.
Well, see, you spoke my language for the holidays.
I know.
You just talked about cheese. I'm just
going
to go home and eat that.
Yeah. That's okay. You can do that, and you can even have your pecan pie if you want to, but just
right.
don't snack on it all day long and have it, enjoy it, and then move on. And maybe brush your teeth a little more frequently.
Just not like me where they tell you to stop because you're doing it too much.
That does happen.
It does happen.
I love people like you.
It does. I mean, then you get a scolding from your dentist because you do it too much.
Yes.
I want to thank you for coming in today. This was a great conversation.
Yay.
And good information. I've been talking with Heather Brown. She is the Director of Oral Health and Professional Relations for Delta Dental, talking about what we should do with all this sugar this season.